From noble hearts, the lessons flow. The path of truth they always show. Noble personalities, noble personalities, noble personalities.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madrin channel, welcome, مرحبا to another episode of the series Noble Personalities. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, in today's episode and program, we are going to discuss the biography and the blessings of Huzur Mufti Azam Hind Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. Before that, let's first and foremost recite Salawat ala Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The beloved Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has stated that the one closest to me on the Day of Judgment will be the one who has recited the most durood upon me. So without further ado, let's recite together Sallu ala al-Habib Sallallahu Ta'ala ala Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وسلم. Dear brothers, inshallah, let's begin with a beautiful hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by none other than His Eminence Huzur Mufti Azam Hind rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, and recite together. Allahu 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 قلب کو اس کی رویت کی ہے آرزو جس کا جلوہ ہے عالم میں ہر چار سو بلکہ خود نفس میں ہے وہ سبحانہ بلکہ خود نفس میں ہے وہ سبحانہ عرش پر ہے مگر عرش کو جست جو اللہ 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 تو کسی جا نہیں اور ہر جا ہے تو تو کسی جا نہیں اور ہر جا ہے تو تو منزہ مکان سے مبرز سو علم و قدرت سے ہر جا ہے تو کو بکو علم و قدرت سے ہر جا ہے تو کو بکو تیرے جلوے ہیں ہر جگہ اے عفو اللہ 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 طائران جناح میں تیری گفتگو طائران جناح میں تیری گفتگو گیت تیرے ہی گاتے ہیں وہ خوشگلو کوئی کہتا ہے حق کوئی کہتا ہے ہو کوئی کہتا ہے حق کوئی کہتا ہے ہو اور سب کہتے ہیں لا شریک لہ اللہ 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 خواب نوری میں آئے جو نور خدا خواب نوری میں آئے جو نور خدا بقائے نور ہو اپنا ظلمت کدا جگمگا اٹھے دل چہرہ ہو پر ضیا جگمگا اٹھے دل چہرہ ہو پر ضیا نوریوں کی طرح شغل ہو ذکر ہو اللہ 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 صلوا علی الحبیب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وسلم. Welcome back to you. Alhamdulillah. You were reciting the beautiful Hamd-e-Bari Ta'ala written by His Eminence Huzur Mufti Azam Hind Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, whose biography we are discussing, and benefiting from the works of his beloved father, the Imam of Ahlul Sunnah, Imam Muhammad Raza Khan Ali Rahmatul Rahman, who was immersed in the love of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and a true Ashiq Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Hassanul Hind. He has written with regards to the merit of reciting salawat and salam upon Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and he says, it is proven and evident that salat and salam and the deeds of the ummah are presented before the sacred court of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam repeatedly. Through the collection of arrangement of a hadith, it has become clear to me that every salat is presented 10 times in the court of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and other deeds are presented 5 times. There are few ways in which salat is presented in the court of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Number 1, an angel delivers it near the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's illuminated grave. Secondly, the angel who is appointed and tasked with the person reciting the salat presents it. Thirdly, the angel who travels and roams, he delivers it. And number 4, the guardian angels present the salat along with all the day's deeds in the evening and along with the night's deeds in the morning. Number 5, along with the week's deeds, the salat is presented on the day of Jumu'ah. And number 6, all salawat recited throughout one's life will be presented on the day of judgment, meaning the instances in which salawat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam have already been presented are as follows. Number 7, deeds were presented on the night of ascension. Number 8, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam saw them during Salat al-Kusuf, meaning during the prayer of solar eclipse. And number 9, when Allah Almighty placed His special divine favor and grace between the shoulders of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, everything became illuminated and manifested to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And number 10, at the time of the revelation of the Holy Quran, the knowledge and wisdom of all things were attained. Subhanallah. So 10 times Allahu Akbar, and practically proven from different narrations, different ahadith, subhanallah, these 10 instances, tilka asharatun kamila. Now here there's a very interesting parable that is mentioned with regards to the son of Ala Hazrat Huzur Mufti Azam Hind Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. His name was Mustafa Raza Khan. Once upon a time, a very great Islamic scholar and Mufti of Islam from India, considered an Imam of his time, he boarded a rickshaw to go to the railway station. Just then, a distressed person came running and presented himself saying, "Sir, I am suffering from such and such a terrible problem that I have. Please grant me a ta'weez." The person accompanying Huzur Mufti Azam Hind became angry and said to the man, "The train's time is up and you have come to ask for an amulet now, you'll miss the train." Bearing a sea of the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal and mercy in his heart, that great Islamic scholar, the leading jurist, he was feeling restless, and he said to the companion, the one who was rebuking the person who came to ask for ta'weez, he told him, "Let it be missed. We're going to miss this train, no problem. I will go with the next train. If Allah Almighty asks me on the day of judgment why I did not help his servant in his distress, then what answer will I give?" Saying this, he had all his luggage taken off and he became busy helping the person and writing the ta'weez. This great scholar of Islam was none other than Huzur Mufti Azam Hind Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, the son of Imam Ahmed Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. His name was Mustafa Raza. Like his noble father, He was unparalleled in his knowledge, piety, and in his service to humanity. There's another incident of his service to the creation of Allah Azza wa Jal, where Sayyidina Mufti Azam Ahim rahmatullahi ta'ala, he was staying at someone's place in Zakir Nagar, Jamshedpur, on Wednesday, April 3, 1974. Due to a gathering at night, there was a significant delay and very little time was left to rest before Fajr. Therefore, after the Fajr Salah and completing his invocations and recitations of Awrad and Wazaif, he intended to apply kohl to his eyes and sleep. Just then, a person began to move away the people who were present, and Mufti Azam Hidn Rahmatullahi Ta'ala said to him, "Ask these people, perhaps they have some need." In other words, he disliked that they would be turned away, and it was his constant routine that he would rest only after fulfilling the needs of all the people. Yes, if people stand up and leave on their own out of consideration, that is another matter. He used to be displeased by sentences like, "Move away, let the Shaykh rest, you must go, the Shaykh, it is time for him to take rest and sleep, let him rest." He wouldn't like things like this. "Lest someone's heart be broken, or some important need of someone remains unfulfilled." Subhanallah, such care and consideration for the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the creation of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on him and forgive us by his virtue without accountability. Ameen. Bijahin nabiyin ameen. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now this quality of his is such an admirable quality. The final prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has stated, "Whoever relieves a worldly distress of a Muslim, Allah Almighty will relieve his distress in the hereafter on the Day of Judgment. Allah Almighty continues to help his servant as long as the servant continues to help his brother." When Mufti Azmihin, Allama Mustafa Raza Khan, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, the beloved son of Imam of Ahlus Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi alayhi, was born on the 2nd Dhul Hijjah in the year 1310 Hijri, corresponding to July 7, 1893. At the time of dawn on Friday in Bareilly, that is a city in the province of Uttar Pradesh in India, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, was present in the court of his murshid, his spiritual guide in Marehra. After the Fajr Salah, while sitting on the prayer mat, Sayyid Shah Abul Hussein Ahmad Nuri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi gave his own jubba and imama to Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi for his son to be born and the future Mufti Azam Hind rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, by saying that, "This trust of mine is handed over to you. Give it to him when this child becomes capable of bearing it." Then Sayyid Shah Abul Hussein Ahmad Nuri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi congratulated him on the birth of his son and said, "You should go to Bareilly." Before the birth of Huzur Mufti Azam Hind rahimahullah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi supplicated, "O self-sufficient master, O generous lord, grant me such offspring who will serve your religion and your servants for a long time." Allah Almighty accepted the prayer in the form of Huzur Mufti Azam Hind rahmatullahi ta'ala. 6 months later, when Sayyid Shah Abul Hussein Ahmad Nuri rahmatullahi ta'ala came to Bareilly Sharif, the beloved son of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala was placed in his lap. He rahimahullah put his blessed saliva from his index finger into the mouth of the newborn and blessed him with prayers for a lengthy time. On the 25th of Jumad al-Ukhra in the year 1310 Hijri, at the age of 6 months and 3 days, Sheikh Sayyid Shah Abul Hussein Ahmad Nuri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi took him into his silsila. While granting him permission and successorship in all his salasil, the spiritual orders that he had the permission of at such a young age. And then he said, "This child will grow up to serve the religion and the ummah greatly. And the creation of Allah will receive immense spiritual blessings from him. This child is a wali, a sea of spiritual grace, and through his vision, millions of misguided people will be established upon the true religion. The birth name and original name of Huzur Mufti Azam Hind Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi is Muhammad. His noble father, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, named him Mustafa Raza to call him by this name. This name became so famous that now he is remembered by this name. His takhallus, his pen name is Nuri, poetic name. And subhanallah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi raised his younger son, Mufti Azam Hind Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, with great affection. At the time of his birth, the great Imam was 38 years old. Mufti Azam Hind Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi received spiritual grace from his noble father for approximately 30 years. My beloved Grand Murshid, Sayyidi Qutb Madina Ziyauddin Madani Rahimahullah, he says that when Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi would be in Darul Ifta, his younger son, Mufti Azam Hind Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, would sometimes present himself in his service. The manner in which the beloved son of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi would be present in the court of his father was so endearing that one felt like sacrificing oneself for it. Whoever saw him would exclaim that he was undoubtedly a perfect inborn wali. Such manners could not be expected from anyone else. At that time, he was nearly 4 years old. He would come quietly and sit respectfully before his father in the kneeling position. He would neither create a commotion like mischievous children do, nor pick up and throw things around. When students and well-wishers congratulated Imam Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala on the birth of his younger son, he replied, "May Allah Almighty make your words auspicious. I am merely a humble servant of the religion, and it is my heartfelt desire that my son also makes the service of deen by way of his life." When Mufti Azam Hind Rahmatullahi Ta'ala reached the age of 4 years, 4 months and 4 days, Imam Ahl Sunnah personally performed the Bismillah ceremony. He then specifically appointed his elder son, Hujjatul Islam, Maulana Hamid Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, for his education and care. By the time his Bismillah ceremony was performed, he had already learned the rules of Salah and Wudu. Mufti Azam Hind Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi completed his Nazira recitation of the Holy Quran in 3 years. His entire education took place at Darul Uloom Manzar-e-Islam, the Islamic seminary established by Sayyidi Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi in Bareilly Sharif. He was diligent in his invocations and the recitation of the Noble Quran from childhood. There was never a need for anyone to remind him to perform Salah. Mufti Azam Hind Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi graduated from the formal religious education at the age of 18, like his noble father. He wrote his first verdict on the issue of Raza, nursing of children. Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi expressed great happiness when he found the answer to be correct. He felt the same joy upon seeing his son's verdict as his own father, Allama Naqi Ali Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, had felt upon seeing his first verdict. He even had a stamp, a seal made and gifted it to him. The commentator of Sahih Bukhari, Mufti Shariful Haq Amjadi Rahimahullah Ta'ala, describes the interesting incident of this first verdict as a handwritten volume of Ala Hazrat's Fatawa Razawiyah used to be kept in the sitting room. Ala Hazrat used to assign some rulings to the scholars present there to write. So they would look at the relevant ruling and write the answer. One day, Mufti Azam Hind Rahmatullahi Ta'ala went to the sitting room. There he saw a person looking at Fatawa Razawiyah with a paper placed underneath. And Mufti Azam Hind Rahmatullahi Ta'ala asked, he replied, "I have to write a ruling on an issue." In view of his familiarity with him, Mufti Azam Hind Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi said to him, "This is not an achievement to write a ruling after seeing it in Fatawa Razawiyah. Write it yourself by finding the rulings in the books of Islamic jurisprudence." He also replied in the same manner, Then take it, you write it yourself. Mufti Azam Ain Rahmatullahi Ta'ala took the question. It was a complex issue regarding Raza. He himself had told me the issue, but I do not recall it at the moment. Mufti Azam Ain Rahmatullahi Ta'ala looked at the books that were there. He wrote the ruling and supporting references and then sent it to the service of Imam Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Imam Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh recognized the handwriting and asked, who has given this? The bearer replied, Chote Mia, meaning Mufti Azam Hind rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh was called Chote Mia at home. Imam Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh summoned him. Mufti Azam Hind rahimahullah came and saw that his father was overjoyed. Rays of happiness were radiating from his blessed forehead. He said, sign this. After having it signed, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala wrote, Al-Jawabu Sahih. The answer is correct. Or a similar sentence to that. Signed it himself. And while giving a reward of 5 rupees, he said, I will get a stamp made for you. Now you should write fatawa. Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi personally prepared the sketch for the stamp with his own blessed hands, wrote the title and handed it over to the stamp maker. When the stamp was made, he called him and gifted it to him. The special thing is that Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi did not reduce or add even a single word to this first verdict. No, did he make any corrections. Mufti Azam Hind's first verdict was so correct and flawless and complete that there was no room to find any flaw in it. Mufti Azam Hind rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh continued to write fatawa until under the supervision of his noble father, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, from the year 1328 Hijri to the year 1340 Hijri, approximately 12 years. Then after the sorrowful passing of the Imam of Al-Sunnah, he began issuing fatawa officially. The collection of his fatawa consists of 7 volumes available under the title Fatawa Mufti Azam. He used to receive letters regarding religious issues from Arabia, from Africa, Mauritius, England, the US, Malaysia, Bangladesh, Pakistan and other places, and he would dictate their answers. The pride of Al-Sunnah, the beloved son of Imam of Al-Sunnah, Sayyidina Mawlana Haji Muhammad Mustafa Raza Khan, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, known as Huzur Mufti Azam Hind, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, also used to show reverence for blank paper and individual alphabets written separately, such as Alif, Ba, Ta. Because they were used in writing the Holy Quran, Hadith and matters of Sharia. When he arrived at the annual Dastarbandi graduation ceremony of Darul Uloom Rabbaniya in the city of Banda in India, in the year 1391 Hijri, he had walked only a few steps after getting off his carriage when his gaze fell upon a few torn pieces of paper with Urdu writing on them. He immediately picked them up from the ground and said, one should respect papers and Arabic alphabets, as all Urdu alphabets, with the exception of a few letters, are Arabic. Because the glorious Quran, the sacred Ahadith and the commentaries, etc. are compiled from them. Mufti Azam Hind, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, had deep respect for the paper and Arabic alphabets written on papers. May Allah Almighty have mercy on him and forgive us by his virtue without accountability. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen. Brothers, if only we would be granted the fortune of respecting sacred papers by virtue of Huzur Mufti Azam Hind. We should not step on writings regardless of the language that it's in. Do not keep doormats outside your door with a writing that says welcome or any writing on them. The fortunate Muslims who, out of respect for writing, see newspapers, sacred papers and cardboard, etc. on the ground and pick them up to dispose of them respectfully in the middle of the sea or a deep river are worthy of subhanAllah, congratulations. And for those fortunate ones who pick up sacred papers from the ground Here is a glad tiding. It is narrated from the fourth Khalifa of the Muslims, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has stated, whoever picks up a paper from the ground upon which any of the divine names of Allah azza wa jal is written, Allah Almighty will raise the name of that person, the one who picked it up, in the Illijin, the highest place of the souls, and he will reduce the punishment of his parents, even if his parents are non-Muslims. Allahu Akbar. Dear brothers, Alhamdulillah, Dawat Islami, the religious organization, the devotees of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, is an organization that spreads love, respect and spiritual grace of Allah Azza wa Jal, his beloved and final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, all the companions and the noble Ahl Bayt radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, and the pious predecessors, rahimahumullah ta'ala. One of the departments of Dawat Islami is called Shobay Tahaffuzi Awraqi Muqaddasa, the department for the protection of sacred papers, whose work is to place various boxes and drums, etc., in the streets, neighborhoods, and masajid to collect sacred papers and then dispose of them respectfully according to the guidance provided by the noble muftis. Mufti Ghulam Muhammad Khan, Shaykh al-Hadith in Jamia Amjadiya Nagpur, had not become a disciple of anyone before 1953. And he was restless to be connected to a spiritual order. One day, he asked Mufti Abdul Rashid, the founder of Jamia Amjadiya Nagpur, "Sir, who should I become a disciple of?" Mufti Abdul Rashid replied, "That Maulana, where are such people left now who are perfect in both Sharia and Tariqah except for Mufti Azam Hind Rahmatullah?" When Mufti Azam Hind Rahmatullah Ta'ala's uncle, Maulana Hassan Raza Khan Rahimahullah, passed away in the year 1329 Hijri, and his elder brother, Allama Hamid Raza Khan Rahmatullah Ta'ala, became the administrator of Madrasa Manzar-e-Islam. Mufti Azam Hind Rahmatullah Ta'ala continued writing fatawa and he continued teaching. No one ever saw him laughing aloud. He would perform every task or handle things with his right hand. He would not place other books on top of the books of hadith. In the gatherings of Milad, prophetic odes and odes to the pious predecessors, he would remain seated respectfully until the very end. He would visit the sickly and he would show immense respect to the religious scholars and honor the descendants of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, just as a subject shows respect to the king, subhanallah. He would encourage others to keep a beard and wear Islamic clothing. Once Huzur Mufti Azam Hind Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali came to Barau Sharif for the annual graduation ceremony of Darul Uloom Faizur Rasul, the teachers of Faizur Rasul decided to take a lesson of hadith from Mufti Azam Hind Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali and receive the authorization in the field of hadith. With the permission of Hazrat Mufti Azam Hind Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, a spiritual gathering for the lesson of hadith was held. It was made mandatory for all participants of that gathering to attend while wearing an imamah. Consequently, all the teachers of Darul Uloom participated in that session while wearing imamah. Mufti Azam Hind Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali's love for sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the imamah. You can gauge his love for the imamah by the fact that among the various scholars and muftis to whom he granted spiritual successorship, khilafah, he personally tied the imamah on the heads of many of them with his own hands. He also gifted robes and jubbas, imamas and topis to many. His blessed style was to tie a wide, mostly white or almond-colored imamah sharif. Mufti Abdul Mannan Azmi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi mentions that Mufti Azam Hind rahimahullah used to tie a simple imamah, but the imamah would look so beautiful on his blessed head that observers would say that the style of the imamah was created specifically for his blessed head. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Yes. Allahu Akbar. Amir al-Sunnat, the founder of Dawat Islami, Maulana Muhammad Ilyas al-Tarqadri, Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah, he says that before the formation of Dawat Islami in Khardar, Karachi, in the Haidari Masjid located at the resting place of Sayyidina Muhammad Shah Dulha al-Bukhari Sabzwari rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, Maulana Hamidur Rahman al-Qadri al-Radhawi rahimahullah, the son of Khalifa of Imam Abdullah Khan, Madahe Habib Maulana Jamilur Rahman al-Qadri Radhawi rahimahullah, used to lead prayer. His house was approximately 6 to 7 kilometers away from the masjid. He possessed the blessed imama of Huzur Mufti Azam Hind rahimahullah. Due to his absence, I was blessed with the opportunity to lead Fajr Salah, and I would be privileged to receive that very imama of Huzur Mufti Azam Hind rahimahullah, from which I would seek blessings. Alhamdulillah, the imama of a perfect wali has touched my hands and my head many times. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, the fire of hell will not touch my hands and my head. And since it will not touch the hands and head, inshallah, the entire body will remain protected. Ameen. Bijahil Nabijil Ameen. Subhanallah. Such beautiful nisbat we have. And yes, the anything that is associated with the pious predecessors, it has an effect. Subhanallah. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the faizan and the barakah of this great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Have mercy upon him and forgive us without accountability for his sake. Ameen. Bijahin Nabijil Ameen. Dear brothers, we have, alhamdulillah, wonderful kalam that we are going to listen to now. And thereafter, we shall be back and continue with our today's discussion. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.
Mawla ya salli wa sallim daiman abadan ala habibika khayr khalqi kullihimi.
Send blessings upon your beloved, the best and perfect creation that you have created.
Mawla ya salli wa sallim daiman abadan ala habibika khayr khalqi kullihim.
Muhammadun sayyidul kawnaini wa faqalaini wal fariqaini min urubin wa min ajami. The master of both worlds, jinn and mankind combined, Arab or non-Arab, he is leader of them all.
Mawla ya salli wa sallim daiman abadan ala habibika khayr khalqi kullihim.
Huwa al-habib alladhi turja shafa Tahimi. He's the loved one whose intercession we all hope for, in every horror and yes, in every calamity.
Mawla ya salli wa sallim daiman abadan ala habibika khayr khalqi kulli.
And character that don't near him in knowledge or in generosity.
Mawla ya salli wa sallim daiman
the tablets and the pen of decree.
Mawla ya salli wa sallim daiman abadan ala habibika khair khalqi kullihim.
Ya Rabbi bil Mustafa balligh maqasidana waghfir lana ma mada ya wasi'al karami. For the chosen one, my Lord, let us reach all our goals and pardon us what is gone, O vast in generosity.
Mawla ya salli wa sallim daiman abadan ala habibika khair khalqi kullihimi.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Welcome back to your viewers. Subhanallah. We're listening to this wonderful kalam and now you're back. And we were discussing the biography and the blessings of Huzur Mufti Azam Hind rahimahullah ta'ala. Now let's talk about his life and how about his marriage. His marriage took place in the household of his uncle, Muhammad Raza Khan. The Almighty blessed him with 7 children. One of them was a son and the rest were daughters. So one son and 6 daughters. His son, Anwar Raza, he passed away at a very young age. Mufti Azam Hind rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh always remained distant from politicians, ministers, government officials. Raisul Qalam, Mawlana Arshadul Qadri rahimahullah, he has stated, and this is also an unparalleled example of religious sense of honor that Mufti Azam Hind rahimahullah, in his long life of 92 years, neither went to the house of any of the head of the state, nor was he ever seen at the mansion of any great ruler. Rather, what is astonishing is that many heads of the state and many royals of the time sought permission to be admitted in his gathering, and Mufti Azam Hind rahimahullah refused to meet them, saying that a dervish has nothing to do with the kings and those in power. Thus, Huzur Mufti Azam Hind rahimahullah was the personification of this couplet by his noble father. Karu madhe ahle duwal raza, pade is bala mein meri bala, main gada hoon apne kareem ka, mera deen pa rahe na nahi. The closing couplet of Ala Hazrat's poetry, it means that, O Raza, should I praise and flatter the worldly, wealthy aristocrats and rulers? Not at all. Instead, may my trouble be ruined in such a destruction of flattery towards the rich. It is impossible for me to do so. I am merely a beggar at the court of the beloved Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and my religion is not a morsel of bread that I should incline towards wealth and the wealthy. Allama Arshadul Qadri rahimahullah, he has stated that for the son of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, Mufti Azam Hind, the most distressing sight was seeing a Muslim violating the Islamic Sharia. When fulfilling the duty of Amrun bil Ma'ruf and Nahyun anil Munkar, commanding good and forbidding evil, he made no distinction between the small or the great, the rich or the poor, the ruler or the ruled. It was a common occurrence in Mufti Azam Hind's court that regardless of how wealthy a person was or how high-ranking an officer a person was, if he came with a gold ring on his finger, Mufti Azam Hind rahmatullahi ta'ala would immediately have it removed. With immense compassion and love, he would instruct the person that the use of gold is prohibited for men in Sharia of the final Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then, in a tone that won the heart, he would say, some sins last for a moment or two, or an hour or two, but the sin of a gold ring is such that as long as you wear it, you are in a state of continuous sinning. A detailed religious ruling regarding the wearing of ring. Read the book 550 Sunnahs and Manners by His Eminence Amir al-Sunnah. Namat barakatum la'aliyah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If only we would become those who command good and forbid evil by virtue of Hazrat Mufti Azam Hind rahimahullah. If you call someone to do righteous deeds, you will receive the reward of the 1 year of worship for every single word spoken, just as Imam Abu Hamid Muhammad al-Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has stated that once Sayyidina Musa Kalimullah alayhi salatu wasalam asked in the divine court of Allah Azza wa Jalla, Allah, what is the reward for the one who commands his brother to do good and forbids him from evil? The Almighty replied, I record the reward of 1 year of worship for every word he speaks, and it is against my honor to punish him with the fire of hell. Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah, Subhanallah, may Allah Azza wa Jal also grant us the tawfiq to command that which is good and forbid that which is evil. And as an ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is our responsibility and our duty to extend the call to righteousness. May Allah Azza wa Jal always keep us on this path and make us thrive and strive in this path that is leading to paradise. Ameen bi jahi nabiyyil amin. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam.
From noble hearts the lessons flow, the path of truth they always show. Noble personalities, noble personalities, noble personalities.